listening to the Travel Writers Show.
Now, Helen, I know you have a special feeling about Anzac Day. Tell me what it means to you.
Well, Anzac Day's always been part of my life, mainly because my dad fought in the war and he was actually shot on the Kokoda track, and he was badly injured and was carried out by the Fuzzy Wuzzy Angels. He spent a year in hospital here in Concord when he got home, and, you know, he was lucky to survive, really. So I'm glad he did, because obviously I wouldn't be here if he didn't. He then emceed the Anzac Day service in Bega, which was our hometown, for 40-odd years. And wow. I remember going to the service every single year, not always willingly, because, you know, being a teenager and all that, and plucking the rosemary off the bush that grew out the front of our house. He died at 64, which is ridiculously young, due to complications with circulation due to his injuries. My brother Rex took over the mantle. He's been organising and emceeing the Anzac Day service in Tathra for 20-something years. So it is special to our family, I must say. I remember once going to Gallipoli. I was in Istanbul backpacking in the 80s, and I didn't think I wanted to go, but then, you know, it was just there, so I went, I went with a couple of other Aussies. But I must say, it was truly remarkable. We wandered around on a tour, and it was such a strong spiritual feeling being there. You know, we found bullets in the sand on the beach.
Wow.
And our guide was saying how they'd found a shoe that had bullets in it, you know, pulled out of the water not, you know, a week before or something. Have you actually been to Gallipoli, Graham?
No, I haven't. But
You really must go.
Yeah, it's something I do want to do, because while I have a grandfather and a great-grandfather who both fought in World War One.
On the tour, you go around everywhere, you know, Lone Pine and all the places, and the cemetery with just all these headstones that are just markers. And I found the one for John Simpson, you know,
and
the
his
man
donkey.
With the donkey. Yeah. And particularly moving are some of the headstones that name young men who died. Some of them 15, 16 years old. You know, they managed to talk their way in, and, you know, to die so young was just terrible. One of the most moving things there is a large memorial. It's a wall that has the words of Kemal Ataturk on it. I won't read the whole thing, but basically it says that they're going to look after our sons, and the last bit is, "Your sons are now lying in our bosom and are in peace. After having lost their lives on this land, they have become our sons as well."
Wow.
So it was really, really moving. And they do look after it. It's so fantastic. It's just pristine. So he said those words in 1934. So Gallipoli was way more than I expected it to be. And I didn't go for Anzac Day. My husband has actually been there for the Anzac Day service. But I think it's almost better to go not around Anzac Day.
Yeah, I agree with you, actually.
You can take a lot of time. You can stay in the actual town, which is called Gallipoli, because, you know, we changed it to Gallipoli back then.
Oh, so I didn't know that.
Yeah, the town's called Gallipoli.
Okay.
So definitely Gallipoli is somewhere you should go. And I really would love to go to the French battlefields, because there is just so many stories there as well. And as you mentioned, you know, up in Borneo too.
Yeah, well, the French have a special affection for the Aussies who liberated a few of the villages over there.